愿各位弟兄姐妹们大家平安。
This morning our topic is to rebuild the fallen tent.
今天早上我们的题目是重建倒塌的帐幕。
We know that we are Christian.
我们知道我们都是基督徒。
And we are in the true Jesus Church.
我们在真耶稣教会里面。
Sometimes you wonder,
有时候可能我们会想
why there are so many denominations out there?
为什么外面有那么多的教派呢？
If there is only one Bible,
如果圣经只有一本，
why there are so many different churches and denominations to be preached?
为什么外面会有那么多教派，这么多不同的教会？
And what are the differences between them and us?
那他们跟我们有什么不一样呢？
So this is a very important question that we must find out.
这是一个非常重要的问题，我们一定要找到答案。
So today we continue the monthly series because we want to discuss one basic belief every month.
我们每一个月都有一个十大信条要来一起查考，那我们今天继续。
As a true Jesus Church member, we ought to know what we are believing in.
真耶稣教会的信徒，我们要知道我们所信的是什么。
So this morning we would like to go through the third one, which is to believe in the true church.
今天早上我们要来讲第三条，信真教会。
So actually, what are we believing?
所以我们所相信的是什么呢？
So the third article of our faith is as follows: the true Jesus Church, established by our Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit during the time of the latter rain.Is the restored true church of the apostolic time.
信本教会是耶稣基督借完与圣灵所设立为复兴使徒时代教会之真教会。
If you go outside every denomination, they have their own founder.
如果你到外面去看的话，每一个教派一个教会他们都有自己的建立人。
But in true Jesus church, we emphasize our founder is not human being.
但是在真耶稣教会里面我们
强调
所建立没有建立人是神亲自建立的。
Is the Holy Spirit through in the latter rain Holy Spirit established the true church?
是耶稣借着完与圣灵所设立的真教会。
So now we'll talk about what is the church.
所以我们现在要说教会是什么。
Sometimes we have the wrong concept.
有时候我们有一个不对的想法。
We think that when we come to church, a church means a physical building.
我们想到说来教会就是来到这个建筑物。
We think that in 4580 Gotha Street, this is the church.
我们想说在这条路上这里这个就是教会。
However, there's a difference between a church and a chapel.
那其实教会跟教堂是有区别的。
This physical building is called a chapel. It's a building.
这个建筑物是教堂。
It's not a church.
不是教会。
However, by definition in the Bible, what is a church?
那圣经里面教会的意思是什么？
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 20.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二十章。
The book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传二十章第二十八节。
The book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
So here tell us what is the definition of the church.
这边告诉我们教会是什么。
The church of God is the people who are purchased by the blood of God.
神的教会就是神用自己血所买来的人。
And we know that the Bible was written in Greek.
我们知道圣经是
New Testament.
新约圣经是用
希腊文
所写的。
So the church, this word originally means ecclesia, means actually a group of people.
那以前在这个教会这个字的意思就是一群人聚集在一起。
But these people is not just any people.
那这一群人不是随便一群人。
This is the definition of this group of people.
这就是这一群人他们的名字。
This group of people has been bought by the blood of Christ.
这一群人他们已经被神用宝血所买了。
The sin has been removed.
他们的罪已经被洗净了。
So this group of people is called the church.
那这一群人就是教会。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
我们请看马太福音第十六章。
Lord Jesus first gave us a definition and an application of the church.
在这边耶稣告诉我们教会是什么样的。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 18。
马太福音十六章第十八节。
Matthew 16:18。
十六章第十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Here is Lord Jesus first time mentioned about the concept of church.
这边是耶稣第一次讲到教会这个字眼。
It's not about building.
不是这个建筑物。
But rather it's about people.
是这些人。
This church have the power of God.
这个教会有神的权柄。
Built on the rock.
是建造在这个磐石上面的。
What is the rock?
这个磐石是什么呢？
The rock is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个磐石就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He has power.
他有权柄。
He can overcome the power of Haiti.
他可以胜过阴间的权柄。
What does it mean Haiti?
阴间是什么？
Haiti means death.
阴间就是死亡。
All human beings are destined to die.
所有的人总有一天都会死的。
Physical death.
肉体的死亡。
And also spiritual death.
还有灵属灵的死亡。
But if you find a true church,
但是如果您找到了真教会，
join the church,
加入了真教会，
which is built on the rock,
就是建造在这个磐石上的，
you can overcome death,
你就可以胜过这个权柄。
So this is the concept,
这个就是
这个观念了。
观念。
Now let's talk about what are the characteristics of the church in the apostolic time.
那使徒时代的教会有什么特点呢？
If you read the Bible, you find out all these characteristics.
如果我们仔细的查考圣经的话，我们就可以找到这些特点。
The first characteristic.
第一点。
The church was established by the Holy Spirit.
这个教会是被圣灵所建立的。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 1.
我们请看使徒行传第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
Verse 8.
第八节
The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8
第一章第八节但圣灵降在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
Here Bible Jesus tell us When you receive Holy Spirit you have power
这边耶稣告诉我们当圣灵降在我们身上我们就必得着能力
The disciple followed Jesus for 3 good years
这些使徒都跟随了耶稣整整三年
But they have no power.
但是他们没有能力
they hear many teachings.
他们听到了很多的教训
but they can, 但是 cannot practice it.
但是他们并不能够实行出来
In their hearts they were so afraid.
因为在他们心里非常的害怕
But Jesus promised.
但是耶稣在这边应许他们
When you receive Holy Spirit you'll be changed.
当你得到圣灵你就会被改变
You will be brave.
你就会
勇敢，
勇敢。
You have power to do many miracles.
你有能力来实行许多的神迹。
So the Holy Spirit established the church.
所以圣灵建立了教会。
Without the Holy Spirit, there was no church.
如果没有圣灵，就没有教会。
Because they were very frightened, they don't even go out to preach.
因为他们心里很害怕，不敢出去传福音。
Secondly, he tell us, when they have Holy Spirit, they can forgive sin.
当他们有圣灵，第二点就是可以赦罪。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
我们请看约翰福音第二十章。
John chapter 20, verse 22.
约翰福音二十章的第二十二节。
Let's read verse 21.
二十一节。
John chapter 20, verse 21.
第二十一节，耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
Verse 22.
第二十二节，说了这话，就向他们吹口气说：“你们受圣灵。”
Verse 23.
二十三节，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Here is Jesus' symbolic action to the disciple.
在这边，耶稣
象征的动作 ，telling the disciple that you will receive the Holy Spirit.
告诉这些使徒说，你们会得到圣灵。
Because at that time they have not received Holy Spirit yet.
因为在那个时候，他们还没有受到圣灵。
They have to wait until the day of Pentecost.
他们要等到五旬节的那一天。
But Jesus breathed on them, said, "You receive the Holy Spirit."
但是耶稣在这边吹口气，告诉他们说，你们受圣灵。
Now, when you receive Holy Spirit, what can happen?
那你们得到圣灵之后，什么事情呢
？When you forgive sin, sin will be forgiven.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。
This means when the church have Holy Spirit, it can perform water baptism to wash sins away.
就是说，当教会这个教会有圣灵，他们就可以施行受洗，把施行洗礼，把罪舍去。
That happened in the apostolic time.
这在使徒时代已经发生过了。
So the church was established by the Holy Spirit.
所以教会就是被圣灵所建立的。
Wow. So in the day of Pentecost, they received Holy Spirit and they are speaking in tongue.
在五旬节，他们得到了圣灵，用灵言祷告。
Now the second characteristic.
第二点
t they have the truth.
他们有真理。
Because we know the Holy Spirit reveal the truth.
因为我们知道圣灵启示真理。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
我们请看约翰福音十六章。
John 16 verse 12.
约翰福音十六章第十二节。
John 16 verse 12.
十六章第十二节，我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Here tell us why the disciples could not understand what Jesus saying at the time.
这边告诉我们说，为什么那时候使徒们并不能够明白耶稣所说的话。
Because they did not have the Holy Spirit.
因为那时候他们还没有圣灵。
This is very easy to understand.
这个很容易明白。
For example, if you have a cat or have a dog at home,
如果你在家里有一只狗一只猫，
Yeah, you love them.
你很爱它。
But can they understand your problem?
但是他能够明白你的问题吗？
Can they understand when you communicate in Chinese or English?
他能够明白你是在说中文还是英文吗？
They can't understand.
他们并不能够。
Why?
为什么？
Because the spirit is different.
因为灵不一样。
Their level is much lower than us.
他们是属于比较低级的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
We human beings, we think that we are very smart.
今天我们想我们人非常的聪明有智慧。
However, our level is much lower than God.
但是我们跟神比起来是属于比较低等的。
We are created.
我们是受造之物。
God is the creator.
神是造我们的。
So this Bible is not the word of human being.
所以这些圣经里面的话是不是属于神的。
If you think, oh, I know Chinese, so I must read the Bible, I must understand, this is wrong.
如果你想说我明白中文，我看得懂，我就知道了，那就是错误的观念。
If you think you're very smart, but you cannot understand Bible by your own wisdom.
你想说你自己非常的有智慧，但是靠着自己的智慧是不能够明白的。
Here Jesus tells us, the Spirit of truth will guide you into the truth.
这边告诉我们，真理的圣灵来了，他要引导我们明白。
So we'll know what was taught in the Bible.
我们就能够明白圣经的教训是什么。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
我们请看马太福音第28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音28章。
Matthew 28 verse 20.
马太福音二十八章的第二十节。
The book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20.
马太福音二十八章二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So Lord Jesus told the disciple, when you go out to preach, you must tell exactly what I told you.
所以耶稣在这边吩咐他的门徒说，你们出去传福音的时候，就是要照我所吩咐你们的来传。
So the church must preach the truth.
所以教会就是要传讲真理。
Thirdly,
第三点，
the characteristic of the apostolic church is they have power.
在使徒时代，他们那个时候的教会就是有能力。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
我们请看马可福音。
Chapter 16.
第十六章。
The Mark chapter 16, verse 17.
第十七节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 17.
十六章十七节，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
18.
第十八节，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
Here tell us the church we have power to do what Jesus did.
这边说到教会就会有圣灵的能力，可以实行耶稣所做的事情。
He mentioned about few kinds of miracle.
这边讲到几种神迹。
First, cast out demon.
第一个是赶鬼。
Cast out demon is a very powerful deed.
赶鬼是一个非常大的神迹。
Because this is about the spiritual realm.
因为这是属灵的事情。
And then speak in new tongue, which means receiving the Holy Spirit.
那说新方言就是得到圣灵。
And then,other kinds of miracle. If you even bitten by a snake, you will not harm.
那其他神迹，像我们若被蛇咬到，不会受到伤害。
And also healing of the sick.
还有医治人的病。
So these are the characteristics of the apostolic church.
这个就是使徒时代那个时候的教会的能力。
Now, however, there are some corruption in the early churches.
但是初代的教会后来有些变质了。
Even when the apostle, when they were still alive, they are already facing some problem.
甚至使徒在世的时候，教会已经面临了一些问题。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 20.
我们请看使徒行传第二十章。
Acts chapter 20 verse 28 to 32.
使徒行传二十章二十八到。
Actually, we can read from verse 29.
我们从29节看起。
29.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。三十节，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Paul was very worried about the church. Paul.
保罗他非常担心教会。
He was not worried because of lacking of money.
他不是因为缺少钱财而担心。
He did not worry because the church is too few people.
他担心教会不是因为教会人数太少。
He worried the truth could may be changed by some people.
他是担心教会里面的真理被其他的人搞乱了。
To be tempted by other people.
被其他的人引诱。
So this is a very important problem.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
Now what kind of problem facing the early churches at the time?
那初代的教会他们遇到什么样的问题呢？
The first problem of changing the truth is called legalism. 律法主义。
第一个变质就是律法主义。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
我们来看加拉太书。
The book of Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章
verse 6 to 8,
第六到第八节。
The book of Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 to 8.
加拉太书第一章第六节，我希奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的，去从别的福音。
6 to 8.
第七节，那并不是福音，不过有些人扰乱你们，要把基督的福音更改了。第八节，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
Paul emphasized the gospel is only one gospel, no other gospel.
在这边保罗强调只有一个福音。
The truth is one, cannot be two.
真理只有一个，不是两个。
If you change the gospel, then the gospel is no longer a gospel.
如果你把这个真理改变了，它就不是真理了。
Today we think, oh, we all the same, so many different churches, we all saved.
今天有些人想说，有那么多教会，我们都是一样的，都可以得到。
Actually, Paul tells us the truth is the truth. You cannot change it.
都可以得到救恩，但是保罗告诉我们，真理就是真理，不能够更改。
Paul said, even someone try to change the truth, let him be cursed.
如果有人想要来改变这个真理的话，他就应当受咒诅。
Paul even said, if I come later to you to change the gospel, even I myself can be cursed.
他甚至说，如果我下一次来讲不一样的福音，我就应该受咒诅。
What was Paul talking about?
保罗所讲的是什么呢？
Because at that time, some Jewish believer went to Galatia.
因为那个时候有一些犹太的信徒来到了加拉太这个地方。
Tell the Gentiles Christian believer.
告诉加拉太的这些信徒。
外邦的信徒。
外邦的信徒。
Yes, it's good you believe in Jesus, but you also perform circumcision.
他们说，你们相信耶稣很好，但是你们要受割礼。
Otherwise you cannot be saved.
不然的话你就不能够得到救恩。
And this teaching was changed. It's not like this before.
你之前不是这样子的。
Paul did not preach this.
保罗并没有这样子的传。
So at that time, there are some people already preaching this changed gospel.
所以那个时候已经有人在讲这些不一样的福音了。
So this was the first problem facing the church.
这个就是教会遇到的第一个问题。
But because Paul, he was a faithful worker, he constantly writes so many letters to oppose this false teaching.
那保罗那时候很有信心，继续的写这些信来告诉这些信徒。
So while Paul was still alive, this problem was suppressed.
所以当保罗还活着的时候，这些问题都被他压了下去。
Now another wrong teaching facing the church at that time is called Gnosticism.
那有另外一个不好的
错误的观念，
错误的观念就是诺斯底主义。
What is it about?
那是什么意思呢？
It's about knowledge.
它是关于智慧。
They say, if you have acquired knowledge, you don't need Jesus to be saved.
他们说，如果你已经得到了这个知识，有智慧，你就不需要耶稣也可以得救。
And then they say, Jesus is not God.
他们说，耶稣不是神。
Wow, this teaching is also very dangerous.
这是一个非常危险的教训。
That's why Paul wrote the book of Colossians.
那就是为什么保罗会写哥林多。
哥罗西书。
哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 8.
我们请看哥罗西书第二章第八节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 8。
哥罗西书第二章第八节，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚妄的妄言、虚空的妄言， 不照着基督乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学就把你们掳去。
So Paul warned the members in Colossia.
在这边保罗警告了哥罗西的教会。
Some people talk about knowledge.
那边有些人讲说世上的小学
Secret knowledge. 秘密的
理学。
Don't be persuaded.
不要被这些人引诱去了。
Because if we preach the wrong teaching, then we cannot be saved.
因为如果你是讲说不一样的道理，你就不能够得到拯救。
But because the apostle, the first generation apostle and Paul, they were still alive. They keep writing so many letters. So this problem was also suppressed.
因为那个时候第一代的使徒保罗他们都还在，所以他们继续的写信，把这些问题都压了下去。
However, after the first generation apostle all died,
但是第一代使徒去世之后
，the church continued to deviate from the truth.
教会继续的偏离真道。
If you look at the church history document, you will know.
如果你看一下教会他们的历史，你就知道。
Just give a very simple example here.
做一个简单的例子。
They changed the church, changed the water baptism.
他们把浸礼教会的洗礼
，they changed full immersion into sprinkling.
他们把浸礼全身受浸，把它改成点水礼。
We know how water baptism was conducted in the Bible.
我们知道在圣经里面受洗是怎么样实行的。
Jesus himself went down to the Jordan River.
耶稣自己在加利利河受洗，约旦河受洗。
After he was baptized, he came out of water, full immersion.
他全身受浸再起来。
However, the church changed. Oh, now sprinkling water is okay because sometimes you can be sick, so don't dip you into the water.
但现在教会他们改变了，变成点水礼，说如果你生病也没关系，点一下水就好了。
Another example.
另外一个例子
The Bible keep telling us to keep the Ten Commandments, to keep the Sabbath day holy.
圣经一直的告诉我们守十诫要守安息日。
Early Christians, they all keep Sabbath.
在早期的信徒他们都守安息日。
Lord Jesus kept Sabbath, all the apostles they keep Sabbath.
耶稣遵守了安息日，所有的使徒也遵守了安息日。
However, almost in AD 336, the Catholic Church, hold a conference, officially abolished the Sabbath and changed to Sunday worship.
但是在西元336年，那么时候有他们开了一个会议，把安息日废去，改成主日。
All of these are the facts.
这边这些都是实在发生的事情。第三点。
The church no longer telling people to pray for Holy Spirit.
教会不再追求圣灵。
They tell people that when you believe you have Holy Spirit.
他们告诉他们的信徒说你们相信就有了圣灵。
They don't believe that speaking in tongue is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
他们不相信灵言是得圣灵的凭据。
So all is different from the Acts of Apostles.
就是跟圣经里面都不一样。
And then another example, they abolished the foot washing sacrament.
他们也废除了洗脚礼。
So step by step, they're changing a little bit, change a little bit, change so much.
一步一步的，这边改一点，那边改一点，做了全部都不一样了。
Now we know because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the truth.
我们知道圣灵就是真理的圣灵。
Holy Spirit is to come to teach us the truth.
圣灵来就是要教导我们明白真理。
But if we don't want to learn,
如果你不想学习的话
，if we don't want to follow,
你如果不想跟从的话
，what is the point the Holy Spirit remain in the church?
那为什么圣灵还会留在教会呢
？Holy Spirit is very sad.
圣灵非常的忧伤。
So gradually, Holy Spirit left the church.
慢慢的，圣灵的渐渐的就离开教会了。
Historical document tell us,
在
教会历史里面，
教会历史告诉我们
，Around A.D. 156, Holy Spirit left the church totally.
大概主后156年，圣灵就完全的离开教会
了。How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？Because at that time there was a movement called Montanism.
那个时候有一个。运动
，the Montanism 啊，这直接翻掉了。
Montanism 运动。
That movement was some group of people in the church. They start to pray for Holy Spirit, start to ask speaking in tongue.
那个运动就是那个时候教会有一群人开始的要来追求圣灵。
So this to tell us indirectly, at that time already there's no speaking in tongue, no Holy Spirit in the church.
这个间接的告诉我们，那个时候教会已经没有圣灵了。
So all of these are in the church history.
这个都是在教会历史里面。
Now after Holy Spirit left the church.
圣灵离开了那个时候教会
What will happen?
什么事情发生
Let's turn to the book of James chapter 2 verse 26
我们看雅各书第二章二十六节
James chapter 2 verse 26
雅各书第二章二十六节身体没有灵魂是死的信心没有行为也是死的
Here tell us body without spirit is dead.
告诉我们身体如果没有灵魂的话就是死的。
Today, this body has a spirit inside.
今天我们的身体里面都有一个灵魂。
That's why our heart is pumping.
这才是为什么我们的心脏会跳。
That's why we're breathing.
为什么我们会呼吸。
But if our spirit leaves us,
如果今天这个灵魂离开了我们，
immediately we'll lose our temperature.
马上我们身体就变冷了。
Immediately we'll lose our metabolism. 我们的新陈代谢。
我们就没有新陈代谢。
Immediately our body will start to be corrupted.
开始我们的身体就会腐化。
The worms, all the insects will eat our flesh.
有虫会来吃我们的身体。
So it will be corrupt because no spirit, body will corrupt.
如果身体没有灵魂的话它就是死的。
It's the same. The church is the body of Christ.
一样的教会就是主耶稣的身体。
If Holy Spirit leaves the church,
如果圣灵离开了教会，
become a dead body.
这个教会就成为了个尸体。
Corruption will follow.
慢慢的毁坏。
So what kind of corruption was in the church, especially during the Middle Ages?
那中世纪教会的腐败是什么样的？
First, they departed from the truth.
第一，他们道理有了偏差。
They introduced Sunday worship.
就像我们刚刚说的，他们开始遵守主日。
改成守主日。
改成守主日。
They used sprinkling of water.
改成点水礼。
And also, they introduced so much pagan worship.
他们还引入了很多异教的习俗。
For example, why they keep Sunday?
为什么他们是在礼拜天呢？
Sunday was the birthday, was the sun god Apollo, the worship day.
因为礼拜天是他们太阳神的，要拜他们太阳神的时间。
So they use this day to worship God.
所以他们用他们本来的习俗来敬拜真神。
So this is from pagan worship.
所以这个就是用异教的习俗来敬拜。
Why they celebrate Christmas?
为什么他们会
庆祝圣诞？
庆祝圣诞呢？
Because Christmas was the day to celebrate the returning of spring.
因为圣诞本来是他们在庆祝春天归回大地。
Celebrate the daytime become longer and longer.
他们在庆祝白天的时间越来越长。
To worship the sun god.
来敬拜他们以前的太阳神。
Also is a pagan tradition.
也是异教的习俗。
And then also they start worshiping idols so much.
他们也开始来拜偶像。
Worshiping the idol of Jesus, Mary, whatever.
玛利亚的偶像，耶稣的偶像。
Worshipping the cross,
拜十字架。
And then make all the disciples become a saint, even pray to them.
把这些圣徒都做成偶像来敬拜。
So all of these are so deviated from the truth.
这些都从真道有了很大的偏差。
Now secondly,
第二点，
because the truth has been changed, so morality will also decline.
因为这个真理已经变质了，他们道德上也开始败坏。
What happened was during the Middle Ages, the political system and the church was combined.
在中世纪的教会，那时候政教合一。
The church was the most powerful entity on earth.
那时候教会是在世界上最有权力的组织。
The pope was the most powerful person.
那教皇就是最有权力的人。
He was even more powerful than the worldly king.
他比世上任何的王都还要有权力。
Of course, there's lots of corruption inside.
那当然里面就有非常多的腐败。
And the church, because of so much power, was very rich.
那个教会是因为有很多的权力，他们非常的有钱。
Lots of land, lots of riches, lots of treasure.
很多的土地，很多的财富。
So the biggest landlord in the Middle Ages was the church.
那个时候最大的地主，
中世纪
最大的地主就是教会。
The most corrupt entity was the church.
那最腐败的也是教会。
And later they even come to a point of selling indulgence.
那后来他们甚至卖赎罪券。
Telling people that, oh, you buy the indulgence and your relative, the soul, shall be redeemed.
如果你买了赎罪券的话，你亲戚的灵魂就会得救。
So the church was so corrupted.
他们那时候非常的败坏。
And what happened at the time was in the year of 1517,
那在西元1517年,
there was a person called Martin Luther, he can't stand the Catholic Church anymore.
那个时候马丁路德他并不能够再
忍耐了。
忍耐天主教。
He was a priest in the Catholic Church.
他那个时候他是一个
天主教的神父。
神父。
But he discovered, because he opened the Bible, he discovered there were so many errors in the Catholic Church.
他来说看圣经发现天主教有非常多的错误。
So, in the year of 1517,
所以在1517年,
he wrote 95 theses.
他列出了95条。
The error of the Catholic Church.
95条天主教的错误。
Placed on the chapel, the door of Wittenberg.
那在他的教会的外面放在外面给人家看。
He asked for changing in the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church.
他希望天主教可以从此改变。
But the Pope didn't listen to him.
但是教皇没有听从他。
Even want to persecute him.
想要来逼迫他。
So there, from then, he started the Reformation movement.
所以从那时候开始，他就开始了宗教改革运动。
That's why there's something called Protestant or New Churches, or Protestant churches, huh?新教的运动啊，
新教的运动。
However, there is some imperfection of Martin Luther's Reformation.
但是他那时候的改革并没有完全。
Of course, the motive was very good.
当然，他的心思想法是非常好的。
Because he wanted to go back to the Bible.
因为他想要回到圣经。
However, we have talked about.
但是像我们刚刚说的
，without the Holy Spirit, we cannot go into the truth.
如果没有圣灵的带领，我们并不能够明白真理。
If we only use our own logic, we cannot understand the truth 100%.
如果用自己的逻辑、自己的想法，我们并不能够明白圣经。
Because the Roman Catholic Church have more than 1,500 years, and there are so many errors inside.
因为天主教已经1500多年，有太多的错误了。
So Martin Luther was only able to change a little bit of that.
所以马丁路德他只找到一些问题。
But he did not change. There are some very important things.
有很多重要的教义他并没有办法改变。
He did not change back to the Bible.
他没有完全的带回去圣经。
For example, water baptism.
好像洗礼。
He didn't understand, according to the Bible, water baptism is so essential for salvation, can wash sins away.
他并不明白在照着圣经所说，洗礼非常的重要，可以洗去人的罪。
When he reformed the churches, he did not reintroduce the sacrament of foot washing.
当他开始新教之后，他并没有
带回来洗脚礼，
没有把洗脚礼带回来。
He did not tell people, believer, to pray for Holy Spirit, and then the evidence is speaking in tongue.
他没有告诉信徒要追求圣灵，那讲灵言就是属灵有圣灵的凭据。
And most importantly, he did not change back.The Sabbath worship from Sunday worship.
那最重要的，他并没有把安息日的聚会改回到遵守。
没有，是星期天改回礼拜六。
把星期天改回星期六。
So all of this he didn't discover.
这些他没有发现。
You cannot blame him because at that time he did not receive Holy Spirit yet.
我们并不能够
怪他，
因为他还没有圣灵。
He already tried, but he did not receive Holy Spirit. That's why he did not discover all this truth.
他已经努力了，但是他并没有圣灵，所以没有找到那些问题。
Until the time appointed by God.
直到神所预定的时间。
Now, this is a very, very important prophecy in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约里面一个非常重要的预言。
Let's turn to the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 23.
我们请看约珥书。
Chapter 2, verse 23.
第二章二十三节。
Joel 2:23.
约珥书第二章第二十三节，锡安的民啊，你们要快乐，为耶和华你们的神欢喜，因他赐给你们合宜的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。
The book of Joel, the main theme was talking about the day of the Lord.
约珥书最主要的就是要讲到主的日子。
What is the day of the Lord?
主的日子是什么
？The day of the Lord can have many, many fulfillments.
在主的日子有许多要成的事情。
Historically speaking,
在历史上来看
，at that time because the people of Israel they did not worship the true God.
那个时候以色列人他们没有敬拜真神。
So God will bring enemy to destroy them.
所以神就让外邦人来欺负他们。
But God promised.
但是神应许他们。
Even I bring people to destroy you.
虽然我带外邦人来。毁灭你们。
But if you repent,
如果你们悔改的话
I'll restore you.
我就把你们重新建立。
I'll once again give you spring rain and autumn rain.
再一次的我要赐给你们秋雨和春雨。
That means to give you production in your crops, to let you live a good life.
就是让你的土产可以长出来，让你有一个好舒适的生活。
That was the historical fulfillment.
这是在历史里面的。
However, the Bible is not talking about history only.
但是圣经里面讲的不只是历史。
The Bible also talk about very far future.
它也一直讲延伸到未来。
The book of Joel talk about the end time. What happened in the end time?
那约珥书这边讲到的也是未来。
Before the second coming of Jesus.
就是在耶稣第二次来临之前的日子。
What will happen?
那个时候会发生什么事情
？So these verses also prophesy there are two kinds of rain shall be given.
所以在这边预言到有两种雨会降下。
Okay, the first kind of rain was called the early rain or called the autumn rain.
第一个就是秋雨，就是首先来到的。
What is autumn rain?
秋雨是什么呢
？Because in the land of Palestine there are two rainy seasons.
在巴勒斯坦地有两个雨季。
Now the first rainy season starts at about October.
那第一个雨季大约是在十月开始。
At that time, there was lots of thunder, lots of heavy rain.
那时候打雷下大雨。
To make the ground very soft.
然后土地就会柔软。
So that's why they can start plowing the land.
他们才可以开始耕种。
And then they can 那个挖田挖地。
挖田。
And then they can sow the seed.
他们可以撒种。
So this is called the early rain or autumn rain.
这个就是秋雨或者是早雨。
What does it represent?
代表什么呢?
It's prefigure the apostolic time. The Holy Spirit first come in the apostolic time, Pentecostal time. 那就
是预表使徒时代圣灵的降临。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 2.
我们请看使徒行传第二章。
The book of Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 1-4.
第一节到第四节，五旬节到了，门徒都聚在一处。忽然从天上有声响下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
Oh, this is the Pentecostal pour down Holy Spirit.
这个就是五旬节圣灵降临。
The rain was so heavy.
这个时候雨下得非常大
Just like thunder
就打雷
wow, Suddenly the disciples Before they were so frightened But now they were so brave
他们这些使徒本来是害怕的突然间变得非常的勇敢
They go out to preach
他们出去传福音
One day 3,000 people believe
一天有3,000人来信主
wow, This is called the sowing of the seed
这个就是撒种
Beginning of the church
在教会的一开始
Started the ministry
神的道开始的传了出去
So this rain was so heavy
这个雨下得非常大。
However, after this rainy season,
那在这个雨季过后
as we mentioned, the rain stopped because slowly the church was corrupted, so the Holy Spirit left the church.
这个雨停了，因为那个时候教会越来越败坏。
So until this particular appointed time,
直到主所预定的日子。
This is the before the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是耶稣第二次来临之前。
This is called the latter rain, Holy Spirit.
这就是晚雨圣灵。
Now, we mentioned about,in the land of Palestine before the harvest
在巴勒斯坦地在他们收割之前
around the month of April to May
大约四月到五月
also there's a short period of heavy rain
在那个时候有短暂的雨季
so that the crops will yield more will grow more before they can be harvested
所以这些
crops
农作物就可以
长快一点
加速生长可以收割
ready to be harvested
所以已被收割
so what's the prefiguration?
那预表了什么呢?
It's talk about it be at end time, God pour down Holy Spirit once again to establish the true church for the coming of the Lord.
所以在末世圣灵会再次的降临，重新建造使徒时代的教会。
Because harvest
预备主的来临。
Harvest represent the judgment.
收割就是预表的，
就是审判。
审判。
So at the end time, Holy Spirit will once again be given.
所以再一次的在末世圣灵会降临。
So the church will be established.
教会被建立起来
The true church shall be established.
真教会就被圣灵建立起来
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
我们请看阿摩斯书
The book of Amos.
阿摩斯书
Chapter 9 verse 11.
阿摩斯书第九章十一节
The book of Amos chapter 9 verse 11.
阿摩斯书九章十一节到那日我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕堵住其中的破口把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
This is a very important prophecy in the Bible.
这是圣经里面一个非常重要的预言。
He said, "On that day, this means the day before the end time."
到那日就是在末日来临之前。
God will restore the fallen tent of David.
神要建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
What is the fallen tent of David?
大卫倒塌的帐幕是什么
？Was the church?
就是教会。
At the beginning, it was good.
一开始是非常美好的。
But later, it was fallen.
但是后来倒塌了
Because of human will
因为人性的软弱
Human tradition
因为人的
传统 Human sin
因为人的罪
Was totally fallen in God's eye
在神的眼中这个教会倒塌了
And then the church was divided so many denominations
然后这个教会分成许多的教派
Today there are so many Christian denominations everywhere
今天我们到外面去看很多基督的教派
However at the end time
但是在那日
God will reestablish, rebuild the fallen tent
神要重新建造倒塌的帐幕
Just like the ancient time
就好像那个时候
so,
像古时一样
So this truth is a church
所以这个真耶稣教会
What is our mission?
我们的目标是什么
We must know our mission
我们要知道我们的目标。
Our mission is to correct the error of other denominations.
我们的目标使命就是要
更正
别的其他的教派
错误
的错误。
It's not doesn't mean that we are proud. Nothing to do with proud.
不是说我们骄傲。
Because the truth is not made by us.
因为这个真理不是我们自己。
The truth belongs to God.
这个真理不是我们自己来的，乃是从神来的。
So there's nothing related to proud or not.
所以说这个不是说我们骄傲。
We all come back to God.
我们要回到神那边去。
So today if we have friends, other Christian friends,
如果我们有其他教派的朋友，
we have all the more we have to preach to them.
我们要更尽力的传福音给他们。
Sometimes we think, oh, you are Christian already, even though we go to a different church, we don't have to invite you to come, huh?
有时候我们可能想说，哦，你已经是去教会的人了，你就不用来我们教会。
Or sometimes we think we fear to discuss with them because we think that oh maybe I don't know the Bible well enough, so I cannot discuss with you.
那可能有时候我们害怕跟他们讨论，因为我们自己圣经都还不是很明白。
But we should know our mission.
但是我们要知道自己的使命。
We are so precious. Holy Spirit establishes us.
我们是非常宝贵的，是圣灵所建立的。
So we have to all the more preach the gospel.
所以我们更要来传福音。
But before that, we must be well equipped in the Word of God.
但是在那个之前，我们要用神的话装备好自己。
May the Lord help us and guide us.
愿神带领我们。
Let's sing hymn 100.